Chinuch Aleph 21 is one of the more famous, non-directly Churban-related things that we bemoan on Tisha B'Av, the Asara Harugei Malchus. The great Jewish people who were murdered and died al Kiddush Hashem. Chazal tell us in Maseches Rosh Hashanah on Daf Yud Ches, Daf 18, the Misas Tzadikim Kisreifa Space Elokeinu. When Tzadikim died, it's just as tragic as the torching, the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash itself. One of the reasons why we read about this on Tisha B'Av, because losing Tzadikim, losing our great leaders, it's just as harrowing as the burning of the Beis HaMikdash. Rav Asher Weiss, Shlita, is a beautiful, deeper understanding of this comparison, what we can take out from this comparison between Misas Tzadikim and Sreifas Beis Elokeinu. You know, a few months ago in a different community, one of Chaim Kanievsky's Atzal passed away. I spoke about him. What a great loss it was. The Sar HaTorah, Gadol Hador, had passed away. And after I spoke, someone came over very, very sincerely. And she said, you know, I don't know why we're making a big deal. He was nearly 100. He lived a full life. He did good stuff. Why don't we bemoan the people who die young, those who lose their parents at a young age? We should cry about that more. The second part of her question is absolutely true. We just talked about great tragedy of young children, young mothers. Absolutely. We should spend more time bemoaning the loss of those who die young. Terrible tragedy, families ripped apart. Absolutely true. But the first part of her question is wrong. He lived till 100. He learned a lot. He lived a full life. What's the loss for us? Who cares? Pastor Weiss says, look at the comparison the Gemara is making. The Misas Tzadikim is just as tragic as Sreifas Beis Elokeinu. Has anybody ever said, what's the big deal with the Beis HaMikdash being destroyed? It was an old building. It lasted 420 years. It wasn't like some new building that was chopped down before it could accomplish anything. It had its prime. It had its time. 400 plus years. Wasn't that enough? Why is that so sad? On the contrary, because it lasted so long and it accomplished so much, it's so hard to live without it. Who knows how much we're relying on the merits of this Beis HaMikdash? You know, intuitively we understand that the longer an institution lasts, the greater the loss when it finally goes away. Off the top of my head, totally random, if a pizza store goes out of town, it's the greatest tragedy of all time because it was here for so many years. That we understand. But a tzaddik, he had a long life, he was done. He did his stuff. Hello? What are we mourning? We're mourning people who passed away. Rabbi Akiva and others lived over 100. What's the loss? What's the loss of the temple? 400 years. The longer something is with us, the more Kedusha it accumulates over time, the more we rely on its merits and it lifts us up and it gives us comfort, stability, recognition, and understanding that something permanent is here, the continuity, the connection to Chachmei HaMesora, Gedolei HaDor. When that's chopped down, that's tragic. The older it is, the more painful it is. Be it the Beis HaMikdash, our relationship with Hashem in its most glorious form, and be it Tzadikim, the Arzi HaLevanon, the tall, powerful, long-lasting cedar trees that are chopped down. The stronger and taller they are, the longer they've been there, the more tragic it is. The more of a pain it is. Perhaps during this keynote, it's now an opportunity to lament how so often we don't appreciate our connection to Gedolei Torah, to Chachmei HaMesora. Lament the fact that we still have Gedolim among us, people we don't take advantage of, people we don't fully appreciate while they're still here. Arzi HaLevanon Adirei HaTorah, Balei Tracy, Mishnah, and the Lord.